Dot org. And my thanks this afternoon to Martha Deal, who will be with me this afternoon through the afternoon here as we continue our fall membership drive. It's 12:30, time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Sotolas. Good afternoon. Supporters of changing how Illinois funds its schools are pessimistic about their chances, as Sean Crawford reports.
Democrat Mike Smith chairs the Illinois House Education Committee. His panel just wrapped up a series of school funding hearings. Smith is an advocate for what's become known as a tax swap, where the income tax would go up while residents get some property tax relief. The plan would provide a windfall for schools and some say would make education more equitable in Illinois. But Smith says for now it's a long shot.
It really is going to take, I think, some real serious leadership from our legislative leaders, but also from the governor. And so far, you know, of course, the governor said he wouldn't support anything like that. So I think that's going to continue to be difficult to get that accomplished.
The Illinois House okayed a similar plan more than a decade ago, but that's as far as it's ever moved. Smith says the recent round of hearings offered no new approaches to paying for schools. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois Senate Republican leader Frank Watson remains hospitalized for assessment after he suffered a minor stroke on Friday. Watson spokeswoman Patty Hsu says doctors were performing more tests on the 63-year-old Watson today. A spokeswoman for St. Louis's Barnes Jewish Hospital says he's in satisfactory condition. Hsu expects Watson to make a full recovery. He had fallen ill while campaigning in southern Illinois. Watson has represented Illinois' 51st district from Greenville since 1982. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to decide if people who are picked up on immigration violations can also face charges of identity theft if they steal someone else's Social Security number. Defense lawyers have argued that the immigrants didn't know if the numbers are fictitious or if they belong to someone else. But the Bush administration says that doesn't matter. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the administration and upheld the conviction in Illinois of Ignacio Carlos Flores Figueroa. He's a Mexican national who worked at a steel plant in East Moline for years under an assumed name and a false Social Security number. In 2006, he submitted new identification documents using someone else's Social Security number and yet another person's green card number, which led to his arrest. A candidate for the Champaign County Board wants to know why an area in Northwest Champaign has yet to lure in the businesses it was planning for. Eric Forslund says while landscaping and streets in the Clearview development are ready for growth, an enterprise zone established by the city and county has failed to bring in development for 2 years. Forslund notes that part of it can be blamed on Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board, which earlier this year rejected Christie Clinic's plan for an outpatient surgery center in that area, which looked to be the centerpiece. But Forslund says the project's size is also hurting the developer's efforts to lure in tenants.
The excuse is the economy, and perhaps that's part of it now. But I think originally the problem was that it was a pretty big plan, pretty large development, would require some pretty major investment on some people. And at this time, there really wasn't a demand for that. I don't think there was 2 years ago, and there certainly isn't now.
Forslund says the Atkins Group, the Clearview developer, did a good job of promotion when it wanted the 240-acre enterprise zone, but has nothing on its radar now. Atkins didn't return call seeking comment this morning. Meanwhile, Forslund says he and running mate Scott Hayes see more signs of a struggling economy and failed development, with a number of empty homes near Clearview, particularly in Muhammad and Fisher. Both Democrats are running for the county board in District 1. Urbana leaders want to improve people's first impressions of the city when they enter through a busy corridor. Thousands of cars use Cunningham Avenue every day, using a street with some that some consider unattractive, particularly the number of empty buildings. That's why the city of Urbana hired a landscape architecture firm to give them ideas on improving the look of the major highway. Ryan Bro is the city's development specialist. He says the city can't do much about the vacant properties along Cunningham, but it can promote beautification.
Hopefully, doing all the improvements to the appearance of the corridor will set the stage, make it more desirable for people to invest. You know, it might be some impetus for people to invest in occupying some of those vacant properties or building new, maybe doing some redevelopment.
Bro says most of the work would take place along Cunningham Avenue city rights-of-way with streetlights, sidewalks, and benches. The money would come from a special taxing district along the corridor. The city is presenting the beautification plan in a public meeting tonight at 5:30. That's at City Hall. The Urbana City Council will also hear more about it later tonight. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 4:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe, offering breakfast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and lunches from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and catering. Bevere Cafe is student-operated on the second floor of Bevere Hall, corner of Gregory and Goodwin, Urbana.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Our technical director today is Henry Frain. And joining us now with a look at the weather, meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
Have a good time this Saturday morning at the farmer's market?
Yeah, I saw you out there and many others. It was a good time. The weather was nice. A little cool, but nothing unexpected. So it was bright, sunny day, so we liked it.
Yeah, beautiful weekend. What have we got in store this week?
Not as nice. It looks as if we're going to have some wet weather coming in later.